I use Larynx Broadcaster as well. I see you have two connections. Can you live stream to two connections at the same time?
Well, I think you can using Larynx. I haven't tried it myself. You're talking about pushing it to Sermon Audio and Facebook and YouTube, et cetera, right?
Correct.
Right.
You can, but you need to watch out for your...
Right. So if the app will let you do that, that's fine. But your biggest problem there is going to be your network speed. You have to be really careful about that. We have churches that call in and wonder what's going on. And the first thing that we'll do is that we'll get on there and we'll do a speed test on their bandwidth. And, you know, you have two numbers, right? You have a download and you have an upload. It's the upload. You are uploading a video to us. And so that number is usually a lot smaller. Down in the lower left corner, it says, see how it's sort of fluctuating? It says 2.4 megabit, 3 megabit. You have to have enough bandwidth well above that. So you have to, if I am specifying a 2.5 megabit stream, you really need to have something like 4. You know, I would say if you don't have that much, you just need to drop your own setting, because the problem will be that you will have dropped frames, you'll have disconnections, and it'll be a poor user experience. It's much better for the user if the quality is a little degraded, but the stream is steady, versus trying to have the highest quality and it just keeps cutting out all the time. So I would definitely recommend staying well below what your stated bandwidth is.